equations, and I can write them out as a matrix. And I get a matrix that looks something like this, where down the diagonal this omega squared appears, and in the off diagonal elements I've got combinations of k's and g's and these structure factors. So what I want to do, this is now an eigenvalue problem, and for every k I get a matrix like this, and I can find out what the eigenvalues are, which will tell me what omega is, and I can also find out what the eigenvectors are of this matrix. So I wrote a matrix that's 1, 2, 3, 4, it's 5 by 5, because I took in the sum, I have a sum over G that I'm where I'm trying to solve it. I took 5 reciprocal lattice points. You probably have to take more. You take a number of reciprocal lattice points, and there are infinitely many of them, but the high G values are not so are not as important. And at some point you have to truncate it so you can diagonalize the matrix. So you just leave out the high G points, and you make a mistake doing this, it's an approximation. But you leave out the high G points in the matrix and just calculate for the G's close to G equals zero. And 5 probably wouldn't be enough, but it's already a scary looking matrix on the slide. I couldn't include more. But if you're really doing a calculation, you might use a 20 by 20 matrix. Okay, so this matrix...